Good evening and welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good evening. Welcome to another edition of Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight tonight. Hope you'll be able to stick with us and join in the conversation. Our telephone lines are open. You can give us a call toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we'd love to hear from you tonight, and let's go ahead and open our program with the word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you so much for the opportunity to be on the air tonight. Thank you for a good day today. Thank you for your blessing and watch care over us, Lord. Pray that you would use the program tonight for your glory, Lord. Help us, Lord, to point people to Christ. Help us to encourage believers in their walk with you, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it's good to be on the program with you tonight. My name's Pastor Al Davis, and with you here until midnight tonight. And you'll have to, I guess, excuse me for just a moment to say congratulations to the Cleveland Cavaliers. After 50-some years, finally a major sports team in Cleveland has actually won a championship. I reminded when I came into the studio here tonight with all the equipment and everything like that, of course, people trying to follow the game and all of that. When I was in the Air Force, I can remember when I was stationed overseas in England, and here we had, millions of dollars worth of equipment so that we could monitor communications worldwide. And while I was there, it was always funny because on Super Bowl night, you'd have this multi-million dollar equipment and everything, and people would tune in station or frequencies where they could listen to the Super Bowl. So they're supposed to be monitoring the Russians and things like that, and people are listening to the Super Bowl. We always joke that if the Russians during the Cold War had wanted to attack the United States, they should have rolled the tanks over the East European border into West Germany during the last quarter of a close Super Bowl game. Well, I would say that the last quarter of the close Cleveland Cavaliers Golden State game tonight, if we'd been back in the old Cold War days, that would have been a good time as well. Probably nobody was paying attention to anything else. But I'm not even a sports fan, so I actually saw the last 2 minutes of the game when we came into the stadium or station tonight. So, well, congratulations to them. I know it means a lot to a lot of people. On to other things now. We got the CAC broadcasting from Cleveland, Ohio. They wouldn't let me on the air unless I said some congratulations here tonight. So that's out of the way. So we can move on to other things now. But we hope that you'll be able to stick with us this evening. And like I said, if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call tonight. Our toll-free number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Just a reminder, you can always follow us online at Facebook or check out our webpage at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And then, of course, we're on Facebook, Live with Pastor Al as well. You can link there from our website at livewithpastoral.com. You can also learn more about our home church, the church that I pastor, the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. And in addition to that, there's past programs that are there. If you're not in an area where you're able to hear our Friday afternoon program, we have a half-hour program every Friday afternoon from 1:30 until 2 o'clock on AM 1220, The Word, in addition to our Sunday night programs here every 11 o'clock from midnight, also on AM 1220, as well as Faith Talk 570 and 910 WTBN in Tampa, Florida, WHK, what is the one over Fort, I can't think of it now, in Warren, Ohio. It just had the top of my head. What is that, 1410 10, right? Or what is the Youngstown station, Warren? I can't think of the number right now. 1440, that's it. I'm sorry to the folks listening in Youngstown. Missing the numbers there for a moment. But at any rate, welcome to the program tonight. We've got some callers calling in, and I believe that Margaret was the first person to call in. Tom was the first person to call in. All right, we'll get Tom on the line here. Tom calling from St. Petersburg tonight. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Pastor Elliott.
Good evening.
This is Tom from the Amen Corner down in
Hey, yes, welcome.
I'm celebrating with the rest of the city for the victory. I was one of those people who, they keep saying December 27th, 1964, I was in a freezing old Cleveland Stadium in the bleachers to watch the Browns win. So, you know, I know you said you aren't a sports fan, but, you know, sports is so emotional.
Oh, yes.
And so for, as you said, for many people in the city, it is a very big deal. And I'm thankful for the wonderful people in Cleveland. It reminded me of a verse, Pastor, and then mm-hmm. I know you'll have other things to be talking about, but that we can apply to us spiritually. The effort that the basketball team made is a wonderful effort that we as believers can make in our daily walk, and that's mm-hmm. Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And I think it's a great example for us as believers to take that, what we saw on TV this evening, and apply it to it spiritually and bless people and stand upon God's word and really move with it. And that's really the only comment I wanted to make this evening, except for congratulations to the wonderful people of Cleveland.
Well, and you know, that is a good verse that you had there, because, and the Bible does use examples. Paul was famous for using examples dealing with athletics in his writings, and so so we know that you know, that it's something that people identify with, and so we certainly, there's fireworks going on outside the studio for some reason. I just can't imagine why, but I can see. You know, you had mentioned being in the freezing cold Cleveland Stadium. You can see why you're in St. Petersburg today.
Absolutely.
But,
God bless the wonderful city of Cleveland, and they can enjoy their evening. I'm going to buy a celebratory T-shirt as well.
Oh, there you go. Well, and thanks for the call tonight, Tom. I appreciate that. And thanks,
God
for,
bless you, Pastor.
Thanks for
Al.
Listening. God bless.
Thanks for your program.
Bye-bye. I appreciate it, and thank you. We've got Margaret coming up next from Tampa. Welcome to the program tonight.
Hi. Well, praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Glad
that's right.
To be able to speak with you, and God bless America. Great job, Cavaliers.
You know, I was thinking about that. When you think about it, a lot of people in the Tampa area are from Northeast Ohio, so.
Yeah, well, I'm actually from Tampa, born and raised in Tampa. I'm a great sports fan, but I am a big football fan, and I just, you know, happen to have the honor and the pleasure to work at a restaurant in Tampa that's owned by the first ever draft pick for the Buccaneers, Leroy Salmon, and I'm very proud and excited about that. But my question, I have a young man that's struggling with this engagement. He's been engaged with a young lady for about almost 20 years. And I'm a believer, and I, you know not all of everything that the Bible says, but I know some things, and I know that God has set in order marriage. So my question is, because he asked me, is there anywhere in the Bible where God commanded a man to be married, man and woman, a commandment to be married?
You know, that's a very good thing, and that reminds me, last year, and I'm trying to think when it was, I believe it was last fall, we did a program talking about, and let's see if I can remember where that was. I think it was in Matthew 19. Let me see if I can look there. There are cases where some people don't get married, and I'm planning actually on doing another program sometime, revisiting that with some people. If you were listening last week, we actually mentioned this in passing with our guest Tom Wallace last week, talking about a book called Born That Way After All, and talking about how there are some people that apparently God has created not as homosexuals, not as, but they're created essentially not to marry. And I know that we generally think of people getting married. You know, Proverbs talks about whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing. And God said about Adam, it's not good for the man to be alone. But and so he created Eve as his helpmeet and things of that nature. But there are some cases. Here it is in Matthew chapter 19, this is on our webpage at livewithpastoral.com, some information on this. But let me give you a verse here a passage here in Matthew chapter 19, and he's talking about marriage and different things in regarding marriage. And Jesus says in I'll start in verse number 9. He'd been talking a little bit about divorce, but in verse number 9, he says, "And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery, and whoso marrieth her which is put away doth commit adultery. His disciples say unto them, if the case of the man be so with his wife, it is not good to marry." Because Jesus was talking about divorce and remarriage and some things going on there, and they said, wow, that's some heavy stuff. Maybe it's better not to marry. And then Jesus says this starting in verse 11. This is where it gets interesting. "But he said unto them, all men cannot receive this saying, save they to whom it is given." And then he makes this statement in verse 12. "For there are some eunuchs which were so born from their mother's womb, and there are some eunuchs which were made eunuchs of men, and there be eunuchs which have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. He that is able to receive it, let him receive it." And that's talking about being eunuchs. Now, being eunuch was more than just not having children. It's just simply living unmarried, essentially a celibate life, and in some cases, having no desire to be married. But in our culture today, we tend to think that, well, if you're not interested in the opposite sex, then you must be interested in the same sex, and people get pushed in that direction because we think it's an either or. But in this particular case, let's start with the last one here first. He said, "Some have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake." There are some people, because of the nature of the work that God has led them to do, they don't have time for a husband. They don't have time for a wife. And so they've chosen not to marry. Okay. In other words, they've made themselves a eunuch. They've kept themselves single because they believe the work that God has called them to do is too important. They don't have the time or opportunity to get married. Then there are some who are made eunuchs of men. We're working through this in reverse. And the office of a eunuch, or the position of a eunuch, oftentimes was a position that people would be hired into. Isaiah chapter 56 talks about some eunuchs. In some cases, eunuchs actually had wives in the Old Testament. I believe, if I remember correctly, when Joseph was sold into Egypt, the man Potiphar that he worked for was a eunuch, and we all know the story of Potiphar's wife and Joseph, and it wasn't because Potiphar was unable to have, you know, physical relationship with her. It's just that she was lusting after Joseph, and so his job, he had the position of a eunuch because he had a position of trust, and oftentimes the eunuchs took care of the king's household, the king's wives, and the king himself. And so they were closely trusted officers. And then the first thing that he made, which we're dealing with last, the first statement that he made is he said, there are some who were some eunuchs which were so born from their mother's womb. And this book, Born This Way After All? And Johnny Nixon is the author. There's a second author on there as well, but the first guy's name is Nixon. And people can find that if they Google that. And there's also Born That Way Ministries, I think, something to that effect. But you can Google that, find that.
I'll look at that.
Yeah, but what they have a young man in there who now is in this ministry with them, who grew up in an independent Baptist church, hearing the gospel. He loved the Lord. He got saved at a young age, but as he became a teenager, while all the different boys and girls around him were starting to have crushes on others, he didn't have any. And he was wondering why, and he just figured, well, in time. And he even dated a couple of girls, I guess, and he just didn't feel anything. And he said he didn't feel attracted to boys. He just didn't feel any urge to get married,
desire.
Yeah, there was just the desire was not there, which, you know, most young men can't comprehend how you would not have any desire for the opposite sex if you're, unless there's something wrong with you. But in this case, it said there's some which were so born from their mother's womb. And he went off to college, and he had the impression that something was wrong with him, and somebody in the homosexual community said, well, let me tell you why you're not attracted to girls. It's because you're really a homosexual. So that he fell into the trap. It was an either-or thing. And then later on, and he went through a lot of trouble. It was a lot of difficulty for his family, a lot of difficulty for his church, because this was a godly young man, loved the Lord, wanted to serve God, And so we had these things going on in this guy's life, and he thought he was a homosexual. He fell into the homosexual lifestyle because he thought there was no other choice. And then his, I think it was his mother or his grandmother, somebody heard a preacher teaching here on Matthew chapter 19 that some people, God did not give them the desire for the opposite sex because he has other plans for them. And he realized that he wasn't a homosexual, he was a eunuch. And it was an eye-opening experience for him to realize that he was created by God without the desire for the opposite sex so that he could be used of God in a special ministry. And now, of course,
John the Baptist.
That's probably a very good example. I hadn't thought about that, but I think you're right. And, you know, and so now they have had a great deal of success with people who thought that they were homosexual because that was the only other option that they were aware of, who now have realized they weren't born as homosexuals. They were born as a biblical eunuch. And they have left homosexuality. They're serving God. And it's an amazing thing. There's a pastor here in northeastern Ohio, pastor of Loudonville Baptist Temple. He's been supportive of this ministry. In fact, he was on the radio with me last fall when we were talking about this, and he's done a lot of reading and research into it. That's who I first heard this from. And it's something that's amazing that in prior years, this used to be preached on a regular basis, but probably since the late 1800s on, it just hasn't been touched much. So it's like
very
a forgotten doctrine. It's not a new thing.
It's very interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there are some people that really don't have the need for a wife, have the need for a husband, because God created them without that desire for the opposite sex so that God could use them in certain types of service. Now, for other people, though, you know, that that's not the case. And it's in many cases, people need to marry so that they don't get tempted into sin, so that they don't get drawn aside. I'm sorry?
Absolutely. That's exactly what I'm talking about. He wants to know where does it, because he's in this relationship, and mm-hmm. he wants to know where does it say that where is it commanded for me to get married? He's in a relationship, been in the relationship all these years, but now she is inquiring and she, you know, wants, I guess she's gotten her life in order with God, and she feels like that marriage is what she needs now, you know, to fulfill her purpose in regards to her being saved and not live, you know, in fornication or adultery. And he's like, you know, it's not commanded for us to get married. He wants, he asked me, where is it written that God commanded man and woman to be married?
Well, and that's what I'm going to look up here for you as well. When we look at the Bible, Paul said, and I'm going to find it here in just a minute. Let's see. I'm not finding the verse that I want, and I think I'm looking in the wrong spot here. There I am. I was looking in the wrong chapter. I found 1 Corinthians chapter 7. I was looking in chapter number 6 here. that's the wrong spot. But 1 Corinthians chapter 7, and Paul writes this, and Paul lived as a eunuch, in fact, in verse number 7, he said, I would that all men were even as I myself, but every man hath his proper gift of God, one after this manner and another after that. Paul had a gift of God that he was able to live unmarried and serve God. And so then he says this, I say therefore to the unmarried and the widows, it is good for them if they abide even as I. But notice what he says in verse 9, but if they cannot contain, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn. And right there he is saying, listen, if you have a desire for the opposite sex, you should marry. And, not every person has to get married, but in order to avoid the sin of fornication, which is sexual relationship outside of marriage, he says right there, if they cannot contain, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn. And so what he's saying there is if you have this desire for the opposite sex and you cannot live without them, they're such a, it's such a burden to you, you should get married. And if you were, you know, for instance, like looking at your son's case, if he has this young woman and they're in love, and they want to be together, and his desire is towards her and her desire is towards him, they should marry. It's to avoid the sin of fornication, for one thing, because earlier in chapter 7, he says this, starting in verse 1, now concerning the things whereof ye wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every man have her own husband. And again, here, he is saying to avoid fornication, and that's what he brings out in later in verse 9, to avoid fornication, they should marry. So, so that would be, in a sense, it's not an express command saying you must get married, but in order to avoid the sin of fornication, he is saying, let every man have his own wife, let every woman have her own husband.
Point to him.
Yeah, and so therefore, this is a case that if two people are in a relationship, I've known people that have been engaged and